U.S. consumer confidence increased sharply this month after 4 months of decline. The Consumer Confidence Index now stands at 81, up almost 20 points from last month's 61.4, the index's lowest point since October of 1993. Lynn Franco is the director of the Consumer Research Center at the Conference Board, the private business analysis group that conducts the confidence survey. She says the surge constitutes a post-war boom, much like the one that followed the conclusion of the Gulf War in 1991. But, she says, this increase may have lasting power.
The expectations are up, and that's usually an accurate forecaster of GDP growth down the line. And present situation is up, which tends to lead to increases in consumer spending. And if we continue along this path, it could very well signal that better and stronger times are ahead.
The Consumer Confidence Index measures both consumers' future expectations and their assessment of current conditions. Ms. Franco says that the present surge registers an increase in both areas, whereas after the Gulf War, only expectations were higher. Ms. Franco says long-term recovery in consumer confidence and, by extension, the U.S. economy, will require a strengthening of the labor market. The current reading, she says, may contain hints of such a recovery.
We're still seeing, weak labor market conditions, and they're not really expected to turn around, probably till year end. And our jobs hard to get component, which usually correlates quite well with the unemployment rate, has declined in April. So we could very well be seeing some signs of a bottoming out. And in terms of the labor market as well, consumers are expecting more jobs to become available down the road.
Ms. Franco says next month's index is likely to hover at around the same mark as the post-war euphoria subsides. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.